I don't know what it's going to take to get people into action, which I guess is why I tell you tonight. And to say that I have nothing left to say is a cop-out is, I think, a judgment that is without basis. It's not that it's a cop-out. It's an emotional reaction from people who are just at their very end of being able to express how the sadness, the rage. What do we have left in our reserves? If on our very streets we have people, we have pregnant women who are shot, children who are shot,
grandmothers who are shot.
There are people who are every night. There's a woman at the police tape going, "This happens every night. Where are you every night? Where are all of us every night?" What else is there to say? Even if it has my name on it, right. I don't know that there isn't another Patty there. They might not want their dirty right. chai. By the way, new drink I learned in Los Angeles.
Dirty chai?
Dirty chai. Do you know what a dirty chai is?
Is it somehow got espresso in it?
Yes. It's a chai with espresso in it.
Right. That's not, I don't love that. You like it?
I did very much like it.
Did the espresso taste overpower the chai-ness?
No, there's enough sweetness in the chai.
There's just enough chai-ness.
Yes.
That's good.
It's got a little bit of the woodsy taste to it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dirty chai. I just like saying it now, dirty chai. It just sounds naughty. I'm going to have a dirty chai because I'm a dirty girl.
Can I get a chai? Can you make it dirty?
Can you make it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Could you shake it? And I don't mean the chai. We're taking all offers.
Yes. Steaks and such.
Whatever you've got.
Side dishes.
Yeah, no. But we'll always cuddle with Knife and Tyne. And maybe we will also, and then we roll over and we cuddle with Joseph Giannini. It's a lot of cuddling. I don't know why I went there. It was my fault. I said polyamorous, didn't I? I was reading an article one day about people who are polyamorous, so I think I've got that stuck in my head. Recently, a man called my radio show and asked, "Why do I gotta pay for autistic children?" We were talking about the proposed cuts to social services for the Illinois 2016 budget, and his question threw me off briefly as I caught my breath. I was at a loss for words, which is never good radio. Of course, there are people out there who see the disabled as a burden. I imagine there are more than a few twisted individuals who resent their very existence and wish they would disappear. People who think those things have never actually expressed those thoughts to me, or near me for that matter. Also, I had no idea this man was single-handedly paying for autistic children. I guess that would feel burdensome. I couldn't answer him articulately. While I verbally stumbled around trying to find the right response, my producer, Craig Collins, asked, "Why pay for anything?" I snapped out of my stupor, "Yes, why pay for anything? Yes, the state of Illinois is broke, yet we seem to be rolling along somehow. Are we really going to throw our most vulnerable aside to be less broke? I can tell you why we must continue to fund services for our most vulnerable. To quote State Senator Dan Katowski, when you invest in people, you save lives."